This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats are pushing forward with the impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump after three legal scholars testified there were grounds for impeachment. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
When President Trump asked the president of Ukraine to investigate Trump's political rivals, it was an abuse of power. So says University of North Carolina law professor Michael Gerhart.
If what we're talking about is not impeachable, then nothing is impeachable.
Stanford University's Pamela Carlin.
Drawing a foreign government into our elections is an especially serious abuse of power.
Carlin later apologized to the Trump family for invoking the name of Barron Trump when making a reference to nobility. Legal scholar Jonathan Turley says Democrats have not presented sufficient evidence.
If you're going to accuse a president of bribery, you need to make it stick.
With Democrats looking for a House vote around Christmas time, Vice President Mike Pence huddled with House Republicans, earlier saying,
Democrats should be ashamed.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An active-duty sailor opened fire on three people at the Pearl Harbor shipyard in Hawaii before taking his own life.
I can confirm that there were three shooting victims. We have confirmed that two are deceased. One is in stable condition in a local hospital.
Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick says victims are civilian Defense Department workers. The motive for the shooting attack is unclear. The shooting occurred just days before the 78th anniversary of the December 7th Japanese air attack on Pearl Harbor that drew the United States into World War II. U.S. officials say a Navy warship has seized a significant cache of suspected Iranian guided missile parts headed to rebels in Yemen. Officials say the incident illustrates the continuing illegal smuggling of weapons to Houthi rebels. The weapons are now being stored on the U.S. warship. From Washington, this is VOA News.